Listening Library presents Theodore Boone, The Fugitive, by John Grisham. Read for you by Richard Thomas. Part 1. The Capture. Chapter 1. Though the streetlights of Strattonburg were still on, and there was no hint of sunlight in the east, the parking lot in front of the middle school was buzzing with energy as almost 175 eighth graders arrived in family cars and vans, all driven by sleepy parents eager to get rid of the kids for a few days. The kids had slept little. They had packed all night, tossed and turned in their beds, hopped out long before sunrise, showered, packed some more, awakened their parents, pushed for a quick breakfast, and in general acted as hyper as a bunch of five-year-olds waiting for Santa. At 6 a.m., as instructed, they all arrived at the school at the same time. They were greeted by the awesome sight of four long, sleek, matching tour buses in perfect single file with running lights glittering in the dark and diesel engines purring. The eighth grade field trip. 6 hours by bus to Washington, D.C. for 3.5 days of seeing the sights and 4 nights of mischief in a high-rise hotel. For this, the students had worked for months, selling donuts on Saturday mornings, washing 1,000 cars, cleaning roadside ditches and recycling the aluminum cans, soliciting the same downtown merchants who contributed every year, selling fruitcakes door-to-door at Christmas, auctioning used sports equipment, holding bake-a-thons and bike-a-thons and book-a-thons, and pursuing with enthusiasm any number of mildly profitable ventures approved by the field trip committee. All proceeds went into the same pot. The goal had been $10,000.